You might think that scientists begin with hypotheses such as all swans are white and then go about looking for evidence to support them. Karl Popper disagreed. He suggested that scientists do indeed begin with hypotheses, bold hypotheses that can be falsified by evidence. But rather than looking for supporting evidence, Popper argued scientists go out of their way to refute their own hypotheses, testing them to destruction. They go out searching for black swans, not more white swans. Science is all about falsification, not confirmation. It's a series of conjectures and refutations. A former Marxist himself, Popper wasn't fond of Marxism. Marxists argued that theirs was a scientific analysis of history. Everything that happened was determined by class struggle, and a workers' revolution was inevitable. However, when the workers failed to revolt, rather than taking this as a refutation of their view, Marxists suggested workers were simply victims of false consciousness, unable to see the situation as it truly was. Popper fulminated against this way of dealing with counter-evidence, claiming it immunized Marxist hypotheses, which were originally testable, turning them into irrefutable pseudoscience. There was no imaginable observation that could prove the Marxists were wrong. If the workers revolted, that showed the Marxists were right. If they didn't revolt, that also showed they were right. It was win-win.